Good morning. It was a roller coaster of a night of reports. Caroline Kennedy was out of contention to fill Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's vacated Senate seat. Then she was in, and then she was out, and so on, until finally, after midnight, Caroline Kennedy issued a statement citing personal reasons for her stepping out of contention. So who will New York Governor Patterson ultimately choose for the Senate seat? That was Hillary Clinton, who has now become Secretary of State. Liz Benjamin is a reporter for the New York Daily News, and she joins us from New York. Good morning, Liz.
From Washington, actually, still.
Oh, you're in Washington. Even better.
How are you?
Good. What happened? This fell apart so quickly. Initially, when Caroline Kennedy stepped in, most people thought that she would be a shoo-in, but it seems to have all gone downhill slowly and then quickly.
Yes, it was really quite something to see. I mean, over a course of weeks, she got in, she was considered the front runner. Then she made a bit of an upstate foray and wasn't really prepared, I don't believe, to speak to the media. And it all sort of went downhill from there. her rollout was not well managed, and more questions surfaced about whether or not she was indeed qualified, and a bit of a backlash over a question of her ascension and entitlement to the seat, when others had already been elected to positions that she had never held elected office and, you know, perhaps were more deserving of being elevated.
She cited personal reasons, but clearly there were a whole lot of political reasons.
Oh, sure. Sure. I mean, yes, it's true that her uncle Ted Kennedy had a seizure and he's out of the hospital and reportedly doing okay and recovering, but he has been ill from a brain tumor for some time, which the family has known. That's no big surprise. So there's a lot of skepticism over whether or not that was indeed the issue, but personal reasons could mean anything. It doesn't necessarily mean his health. It could mean she personally thinks the thing was going badly. I don't know.
True.
We don't know what that means.
True
but,
enough.
But, you know, there's conflicting reports as to whether or not the governor was inclined to announce that he had selected her. He's supposed to make an announcement before Saturday, or by Saturday, rather.
It seems that Caroline, though, would have had to have faced an unbelievably challenging election campaign in 2 years. So I got to figure she looked at this as nothing easy at all.
Well, that's an interesting point. It's unclear. I mean, certainly Pete King, who's a representative from Long Island, a Republican, has said that he intends to run for the seat in 2010. Of course, in 2010, every single statewide office will be up in New York. And that's difficult because Governor Patterson, who himself was not elected to this particular office, as you, I'm sure everyone recalls, is very concerned about what the ticket will look like when he runs for the first time statewide for governor. So had he done this, whoever he picks is going to have a hard time, is what I'm trying to say. And the Republicans are not doing well in New York, so it's unclear how much they'll be able to muster a really serious campaign.
But clearly there must have been a lot of scrambling going on behind the scenes. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been this back and forth, these public comments and releasing of statements.
Oh, it was crazy. It was insane. I mean, I've never, in 10, 12 years of doing this, I've never seen anything like what happened last night.
So if the governor is now expected to announce his choice this Saturday, who is it likely to be, do you know?
Well, you know, that's interesting. We don't know. The governor has really had a fabulous time being coy about this and, of course, has garnered a lot of national media attention as well as sort of exhaustive coverage by the New York press. And while he was in Washington, you know, in a span of 7 hours in one day, went from having a good idea to having no idea to back having a good idea again as he gave various interviews to various media outlets. Andrew Cuomo, of course, in public polling, he's the state attorney general, former member of the Clinton administration, has been leading her, actually, among New Yorkers. But if he taps Attorney General Cuomo, then someone will have to be appointed to replace him by the legislature. And that would mean that almost everyone on the ticket in 2010 will be running for a seat for which they did not run originally.
So there's quite a lot in politics happening here in New York, and of course it's affecting what's happening in Washington. Liz Benjamin, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Liz Benjamin is a reporter for the New York Daily News.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.